the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'm going to try and drag this out as long as I can because there's not much to talk about, buddy. Not a whole lot going on.
There is not. There's not even PGA this weekend.
Nope.
We don't talk a lot about it, but... Oh, there is something to talk about, actually.
Okay, I'll let you start then.
Guy came up to me at Big Boy today. His name's Kirk, and he's like, thank you for talking about the NBA
okay,
on your show.
That's two. Is that the only one?
I only worked like 10 to 2.
Wow. Must be rough.
It's my day off. I came into my day off. Thank you.
It's your anniversary. You're not even supposed to be working today.
21 years. Mary, 21 years today. I told my wife we can go legally drink tonight.
That's terrible. But your wife does, you know, deserve some kind of
reward.
Reward and award. 21 years.
Ugh.
Wow, that's amazing, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I give Kristen all the credit.
You should.
That's a smart man right there. I'll give you a lot of credit for that statement right there. All right, so let's talk about this for a second, because you mentioned somebody came up to you. His name is Kirk,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
I had one person contact me through Facebook and say, his name's Craig, thank you for, or tell Steve thanks for bringing up the NBA. That's two! You got two people, dude. Two. Out of the five. That listen.
Well,
so I guess I'll let you continue to bring up the NBA then.
I will tell you, well, you know I'm not a big fan of it, but I do like the big news when it happens, you know. Like, I watch the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I guarantee you watch some of the NBA Finals. Guaranteed. I know you looked at it.
I'll tell you right now, I would be more of a bandwagon fan if the Pistons were more relevant. But they were barely relevant this year at all.
Yeah,
I'll say it again, it's not a good product. The whole league is not a good product. So, let's switch over and talk about something else. What do you want to talk about? The Brewers didn't lose last night.
Let's go to the NFL, though.
All right, let's go to the NFL first.
Really good news.
I actually have a question for you.
This is really good news because he was one of my favorite players ever. Former Bills quarterback Jim Kelly.
Yep.
Cancer-free.
That's fantastic.
No return. I mean, he was bad for a while.
Yeah, it was getting kind of dicey for a while there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, did you see him the last time that he was on? I think it was during Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
2 years ago. And he looked weak. He looked definitely not like the Jim Kelly that we're used to seeing.
Right.
That went to 4 Super Bowls.
And lost them all. I don't even care they lost them all. That was a huge accomplishment. No other team has gotten 4 straight years. And if it wasn't for Scott Norwood, they would have won one of them.
This is true.
Gee, well, you know.
Now, Minnesota's gone to 4
like,
too, right? But that wasn't 4
straight,
in a row.
Though, no.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't like it was a bad missed field goal. There was 47 yards or whatever, and it was just wide right, but it was to win the Super Bowl. Wide right.
Man, Bills fans hate that saying. They like strain their neck when you turn in quick to see who said that.
It's like the Cleveland Browns, like, they don't want to hear the drive or the fumble.
Oh, yes.
You probably know that better than me because you're from that area, kind of.
Let me just ask you this. I had a question because this has come up apparently in Green Bay discussions because they have nothing else to talk about other than the Green Bay Packers.
That's a pretty good thing to talk about. I think it is.
The question amongst Green Bay fans apparently is, are they overpaying for Julius Peppers right now? Which is an unusual question for any player on the Packers. They typically don't have big veteran contracts that they hang on to and they negotiate at the beginning of, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're not getting good value. That's one thing about the Packers, I will admit, as a Lions fan. You generally don't feel like they don't have good value in their contracts.
Yeah, and it was 3 years ago. This is the last year.
Yeah.
He's in the third year, and it's $26 million for 3 years.
Apparently his numbers, his statistical numbers, have decreased, you know, each year. So what do you think?
Well, I will say that Mike McCarthy said the other day that he is ageless. So he likes him. His numbers have decreased. But he's almost 37, and he's... $7 million this year with a cap charge of $10.5 million because $2.5 million was $3.5 million was part of the signing bonus when he first sign. So he's a $10.5 million player this year on the cap. Yes, they're overpaying for a 37-year-old guy. I agree. But they signed him 3 years ago, and he had a pretty good year the first year. Okay last year. We'll see what happens this year.
All right, that's enough. I'm done with the Packers.
Okay. Oh, you got Lions news?
No.
Good.
There's nothing for the Lions right now. There is Red Wings news, though, and it's not really news. It's just a little statement here that the buzz has really built around this new kid they just drafted, Jovani Smith.
They're buzzing about him.
They are buzzing big time. Development camp, he was all the talk. And it would be nice to have somebody else besides Abdelkader on that team that actually, you know, stepped up when they needed to be a pseudo-enforcer. You can't really be an enforcer nowadays anymore. There's no need for a full enforcer. You need somebody who has skill and the ability to step up when the team needs a defender. So,
quote, he can do it all.
He can.
He can do it all.
I'm anxious. All right, so when we return, we're going to talk Major League Baseball. Brewers were off. They didn't lose. They got to start a new series tonight.
You know, they didn't win either. Why do you have to go negative? They didn't lose.
And the Tigers did lose, so we'll talk about that when we return. Second half coming up, Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries, Big Boy is shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your mark at Big Boy Restaurant.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
We should go golfing this weekend. We're going to go golfing tonight. Hey, let's go golfing tonight, buddy. Come on.
Oh, yeah. My wife would love that on my anniversary. Yeah.
I almost tried to sucker you in there.
I am playing in the best ball this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah. I play every year. It's fun.
Okay.
Don't usually do very well. That's a tough format.
You don't have very many best balls?
Me and my buddy Keith have about the same type game where, we're...
Keith would probably disagree with you, but okay.
I'm a better putter. Our scores are very similar when we play golf together.
I rarely stymie you like that. You just sat there for a second and smoke started coming out of your ears. Does not compute.
Our scores are similar. Our games are very different. How about that?
All right.
The end result is about the same. But we're both bogey golfers, and it's tough in a best ball because you keep making bogeys, you don't win.
I hear you.
I mean, we can win our flight if, our goal is to shoot 79 or better.
Oh, well.
We've done it a few times.
And it's at the Marquette Golf Club.
Oh, yeah.
Heritage or Gray Wells?
Heritage tomorrow and Gray Wells Sunday.
You got to admit, the rain, staggering of the rain the way it has been absolutely phenomenal for the course conditions.
Yes.
Marquette Golf Club, open to the public. Call 225-0721. We got 160 seconds to talk baseball here. We'll just quickly say the Brewers were off yesterday. They start a series tonight with St. Louis. In St. Louis or in Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee. And on the mound, Jimmy Nelson versus Michael Wacha.
All right.
Nelson's 5-7, so is Wacha.
The Tigers was a very stressful game to watch for me yesterday, as I think most Tiger fans were stressed out. It was a high wire act. It really was. They end up losing in the eighth inning, thanks to the bullpen.
You can't lose in the eighth inning, Adam.
They had a 4-2 lead at one point. They relinquished the lead in the eighth inning. Alex Verlander, first of all, he didn't pitch great, but he pitched okay. Pitched pretty good.
He had a bad first inning. Two hits. Yeah, he gave up two runs in the first inning. Six hits, two runs.
No, I saw only five hits. 5 2/3 innings.
I just love how we argue.
Four walks, which is a season high for him.
You are... Oh, I'm never saying this again, but you are correct. It was only... No, it is six hits. It's right there. Six hits. I was right. Never mind. You're not wrong. I mean, you are wrong.
And only five strikeouts. Whatever. Sticking with my number.
But here's... I was watching the game. There's two outs in the eighth.
And Alex Wilson comes in.
Why do you not put your...
Well, that's the whole question. Why didn't they just bring K-Rod in for four outs?
Instead of three.
Who cares? He can handle four outs.
I would have brought K-Rod in for sure. We were talking about it as we were watching. I'm like, why are they not bringing K-Rod in? Two outs. Get him in there.
And there it is.
One out.
Because Troy Tulowitzki was just raking yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm.
He made not only, what was it, 4 or 5 RBIs, but he also, he couldn't have 5.
He had 3 RBIs.
3 RBIs, sorry. But timely, really timely.
Well, yeah, he got 2 to win the game. That's pretty timely.
I really wanted the Tigers to go after him at one point, and they could have. Anyway, the Blue Jays really got a potent offense. I thought the Tigers had a potent offense. I think the Blue Jays offense is
10 games over 500.
Unbelievable. All right, so tonight, Rondon was sick last night, by the way. He went back to the hotel, so Ausmus said he was not going to do 4 outs with K-Rod.
And you have a very tough matchup tonight.
Pelfrey versus J.A. Happ, who is 11-3 and a 3-5-4, 5 wins in a row. Pelfrey's a 4-7-8. He's 2-7. Not looking good.
That's not looking good.
Bo Kinsler. And here's the kicker last night. And the Indians lost to the Yankees.
Yes. But the real kicker is Bartolo Colon has replaced Baumgartner. And he also
he's 43 years old. The human pair. That's awesome. All right, we'll talk Monday.
Sounds good.
Have a good anniversary.
Thanks.
It's the Outdoor Show. Hey, golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls, ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Membership starts at just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.